You're listening to the Church 2911 Sermons Podcast. You can find notes for this message along with more information about our church by visiting church2911.com. Here's a member of our team with this week's message.
Chains fall, fear bow, hear now. I like that. It kind of fit in with what I'll be talking about today, but If you're really curious, take your Bible sometime and look up the word suddenly. And if you want to, you can look up moment, in a moment. I like the words like that. Moment in the Greek, though, is unique. It's atomo. And we get our word atom from it, right? And so what's neat about that is it's in an atom, in a twinkling of an eye. That's how God works. He works pretty quick, right? Some scientists have figured out that an atom's time of measurement is 1/3,000th of a second. That's fairly quick. Yeah, that's quick. And so what I'm believing right now, that in a moment, Pastor Rick can be healed. Y'all believe that? Thank God for doctors and therapists and medicine and all the things that go with it. Thank God for all that. But in a moment, I believe God can heal our pastor, don't you? And all those others involved in the accident. But let's just pray right now. I know he slipped out. He'd stay here much longer than he should have. But let's just bless Pastor Rick right now with our faith and our prayer. Let's just project that to him by the Spirit right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak wholeness and health and total fulfillment in Pastor Rick's life. Blessings on him and Deva as they go through this. But Father, thank you right now. He's realizing that this moment your word works, and we speak that on him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. It is good to have you here. We're starting off a new year, kind of, we're second weekend. Anybody make any New Year's resolutions? Good, because Pastor Brent told us not to, right? Yeah. But the idea, you know what a New Year's resolution really is, isn't it? It's something that goes in one year and out the other year. Yeah, some of you got that, okay? And I've had a unique thing, and I couldn't figure out, but why do people fly or drive to friends' houses on New Year's Eve? Well, it's probably too far to walk. Okay. And then finally, we got to kick this thing off. But, I'm celebrating this new year like Dr. Frankenstein. Anybody have that concept? I'm going to make new friends. Okay, you know what time it is? We're going to be talking about time. It's time for me to learn some new jokes, right? Yeah, okay. All right, what we got here is a picture of a globe, don't we? I believe it's right here. Yeah, there it is. It's not a basketball. It's a globe. And so what's unique about it is if we were looking from outer space into our little globe, we've decided that we needed ways to measure and set up things. And so we have what we call latitude and longitude. Latitude, longitude, okay, you got it? And what we've done is basically all these longitude lines, we divided up in like 15 degrees, and then we set up time zones. Y'all remember that? And so we're in what time zone we're in now? Central, and then sometimes it's daylight saving. So, it gets confusing, don't it? All right, so I know what time it is here. It is 10:59. 10:59, keep up with that because that's the time right now. Everybody say now. 10:59, okay. All right, so the thing about it is, I know what time it is here, but how about in California? So it'd be what, 8:59 there in California, right? Okay, that's great. Well, how about Georgia? Yeah, they've already had theirs, didn't they? So it's 11:59 there, so that's great, kind of great. How about Japan? What time is it in Japan? Very good. Yeah, we had Judy here this morning. Her daughter lives there, so they keep up a lot. 13 hours ahead of us, okay? So it's already tomorrow. It's almost tomorrow there, okay? So that's unique. But if you lived on the North Pole, what time is it? Yeah, if you lived on the North Pole, it's every time, right? Because every time zone comes together, right? Now, this is kind of crazy, but you know what time it is right there, right now? It's now, right? What time is it here right now? It's now. Oh, it's 11 o'clock now. Well, I thought it was 10:59. Now it's 11, but now it's now. It was now then, but then it's now. Are we all on the same page? I ain't got a clue what's going on right now, okay? The thing about it is, time is crazy. What is time? I hope I'll make sense of all this, but time is a measured period during which an action, process, or condition exists or continues. And so in the arena of physics or in the arena of spirituality, you know what time it always is? Now. Everybody say now. Yeah, it's going to be kind of important. You'll have to help me with this because there'll be several times you can help me out and just say the word now, because now is important. So we know that of all the times period, all we can say is that right now it is what? Now. Very good. Y'all are on top of this, okay? We have plans. I don't know about you, but we have plans. How you planned for lunch today? Oh, yeah. Some of you did. How about plans for tomorrow? Yeah. Day after? Next year? Vacations? Retirement, those are plans, right? And those plans are future because they're not now. So what we're dealing with is trying to project something that's going to take place, but here we are right now. Those plans are based on hope. And you know, I believe in hope. We believe in hope. Hope is scriptural. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we believe in hope, but you know what? Hope is not now. Hope is, will be, then, okay? So we're not concerned about then right now, because right now is important. Look at Proverbs 19:21 with us. Many plans are in a man's heart, but the purpose of the Lord will prevail. You know, plans are future, but purpose is now. You know, we can make all kind of plans for the future, but that's not here. That's not right now is what's important. God's purpose is what's important right now. Everybody say now. Everyone here has a purpose and a calling which God has assigned to you. We're not here just issuing through time of life, whether it be 50 years, 70 years, 100 years, or whatever. It's not that. We're here for a purpose. We're to fulfill God's plan for us. We got a lot of plans, but God's plan is to fulfill His purpose. And that's what we want to do in this time that we're living in right now. We're told to be concerned for the future, and absolutely we should. And we're told, remember your past, you remember where you come from, and that's kind of important, but almost always to the neglect of the present. Because right now is what's important. It's important that we take care of things right now. You can't handle what's yesterday, it's gone. And future is, it's not here yet, but right now is what you do to prepare for everything that's going on in your life. Joyce Meyer wrote a book years and years ago. And her and Dave, I believe was her husband, they fought like cats and dogs, and they would go on vacation, and it was the most horrible thing in the world to get to where they're going. And it was, if you know her, she's that way. But anyway, she just kept on and on. And anyway, she wrote a book, and she wrote a book because God spoke to her. She says, enjoying the trip on the way there. And I got thinking about that in the book. It's really great. I don't know if it's still in copy or not, but you can find out what happened is so many times we think about the beach. Oh, I can't wait to the sand and the sun and the surf and the food and things like that. But on the way, you got to stop and use the bathroom. We got a ticket for going too fast. And where's that place? Brantley. Yeah, don't go through Brantley. But you get to thinking about it, it's all that, just kind of get there. And like Anita, when we're going on a trip, man, she's driven. She says, no bathrooms, no stops. We got to get there. And then when we get there, everything's fine. But the trip is horrible. But the trip is now. You see, the future, the getting there, is future. And so what happens is we're missing out on some things that are happening right now in our life. Time is important, but really just for our humanity. Our time is limited. Past and future are from our human perspective. God's perspective is a little bit different. Look at us in 2 Peter 3:8. Beloved, do not let this one thing escape your notice. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. You know what that means? Time don't mean anything to God, and time means everything to God. You got to understand something, because he's timeless, he's infinite, and time does not affect him, But in his creation, he created us, and he says, I have to put a time constraint on them because they're mortal, because they're fulfilling a plan for my desire, and so I'm giving them some guidelines. God himself knew humans needed a framework, and he set that up in Genesis. Look here in Genesis chapter 1. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, the darkness he called night, and there was evening and there was morning the first day. I'm told there was a conversation in heaven at the creation. You may not have seen this, it's kind of broadcast, but it says, after God had created a 24-hour period of alternating darkness and light, he's just real busy, and one of the angels comes up after, he says, wow, God, what are you going to do now? He says, I think I'll just call it a day. Okay. But days are important to us, and they're important to God. You got to understand something. Every tick of the clock that we know is important to God because he fulfilled us. He designed us to fulfill a purpose. We need to be responsible with time, but we also need to understand that yesterday is past. The future's not here. So what time is it right now? Oh, you're good. You're really good. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. For he says, this is God, in the time of favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the time of favor. Now is the day of salvation. Now is really important with God because he says he's got something for you. Now is the day of salvation. I like all the words. I like to study some of those words. And soterion is a good word for salvation, or sotso. But what it means more than just saved or delivered. Literally, when you get to looking at it, it's more of God's way for us to experience his grace, his mercy, his provision, and his love. That's what salvation is. Now is the time for your salvation. Now is the time to experience his grace and mercy and provision and love. Now is that time. Matthew 6, 25 through 27 tells you this, where we get our kind of our perspective. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And then you drop down a couple of verses. Look what it says in 31 through 33. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles strive after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. When we put God first, we understand his plan for our life. We understand what our now is about. And that's what God is trying to get across to the body of Christ now. That yes, future is important, and man, we need to learn from our past, but you know where you're living? We're living right. Yeah, that's where we're at right now. It's right now that our time and our times become meaningful. Times are meaningful, and here's what God says about time in Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom the work that God has done from beginning to the end. Man, if we could just soak this verse in. He's put eternity in our hearts. So right now, times are beautiful. He's created us for this time, but he said he put eternity in our hearts. And what we have to understand is that this mortal life is just a fraction of what eternity has for us. Eternity waits. Eternity waits is something important. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for. Eternity is out there, but his plan starts now. That's the whole thing we understand. We have to understand now. And listen to what it says in Hebrews 3:15. As it has been said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. You know, today is today. Now is now. And he says, today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. Christians, people of God, whether it be in the Hebrew faith, Judaism, or Christianity, we've got a thing about not listening and not hearing. Today, if you will hear his voice. Can I tell you for certain that God is speaking, right? Yeah, he is. If you study biblical history, you'll find out that there was a period of silent, the silent years. And it was about 400 years, and it was like no voice from heaven. That's what they said. There wasn't anything come from heaven. So men really went crazy during that time trying to figure out what to do and all. God did not quit speaking. People quit listening. And what God is saying, today, if you will hear his voice. You know, it's amazing. Somebody says, you hear God's voice? And my reply is always, you mean you don't? You know, right now you're hearing God's voice. It sounds like a crazy little boy from Minor Heights, you know, that's speaking, but it's not me. I don't make this stuff up. I'm a reporter. I'm just a newsboy, okay? But God is speaking right now, and he's telling you something that's very important. And the most important thing that's happening in your life is happening right now. Boy, y'all are good. This is great, okay? All right, so when is now? When is now? Now is today. Now is today. It's currently. It's at this moment. It's presently. And sometimes Anita will call me and say, where are you at? And I says, I'll be home directly. You know, now is directly. It's as direct as I can get. It's quick, okay? And so the idea behind it, now is now. Now is now. The reason now is so important is that we serve a now God. Got to get a hold of this. God's not a yesterday God. Well, he was involved in yesterday. God's not a future God. He'll be there because he's always the same. But you know what? God is a now God. And that's the reason time is so important. And if we understand that God is, it helps me to get a hold of some stuff. In Hebrews 11:6, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists or is, and that he rewards those that sincerely or diligently seek him. God simply is. He's not a was, he's not a will be, God is. At any given second, you're saying, well, what about 2 minutes ago? He was then, but he is now. Well, what about 5 minutes in the future? He will be then, but he is now. In 5 minutes, he will be is. All right? In 2 years, he'll be is. God always is. That's his. And so God is. And the Bible tells us God is. The Bible tells us faith is. The Bible tells us love is. The Bible tells us truth is. The Bible tells us holiness is. And so what we have to do is learn how to embrace now. Embrace now. You know what embrace is? It means put the hug on, right? How do you put the hug on now? And I believe we can embrace now by practicing a few things. Number one, I believe we can practice mindfulness. Mindfulness, thinking, okay? Look what it says over in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things. Be mindful of these things. I'm mindful of so many things, right? And I bet you're mindful of some things that cause you pain. I bet you're mindful of things about you don't know what the future is going to be. But the Bible says if you really want to practice understanding about who God is and what he's doing right now, you can be mindful of these things. Whatsoever things are lovely and a good report. We can practice what's important now. What's important now? I think we found that in Matthew 22. Jesus declared, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. So we can practice what's important now. What's important now? Well, I got to get my 401k. Well, what's important now? Well, you don't understand. The car needs gas. What's important now? Well, the Bible tells us really accurately, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, right? But what's that second one? It really gets involved. It says, but then you shall love your neighbor. How? I run into a problem. I'm not a Jerry Seinfeld fan, but I remember years ago, it was thinking about he loves me. I love me. I love everything about me. I'm something, okay? I really love me, right? But then God says, well, how much do you love your neighbor? Oh, wait a minute. Because I know how much I love me, but God expects me to love my neighbor. How? Oh, my goodness. So now, guess what? I get to practice something because God says, now you can practice what's important, loving God, loving your neighbor. Thirdly, we can practice slowing down, pausing right now. What's the deal with that? I think it happened in Luke 10:41. Martha, Martha, The Lord replied, "You're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, and it will not be taken away from her." Now, I don't know about you, but my name is Kurt Martha. Anybody else here got the, most of you are Bob, but it'd be Martha Bob, okay? The idea behind it is we're concerned about many things. Where was Martha concerned? She was in the presence of God, Jesus, right? Wasn't she serving Jesus? Wasn't she making sure the dishes were washed and the floors were cleaned and the food? Wasn't she doing about all that? I mean, that's good stuff, but he says, wait a minute, Martha. Only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen something. I wonder if we could slow down and make the choice to be with him, be in him, him be in us. And so sometimes we need to slow down some of our activities. You don't have to quit. You don't have to quit anything. You just got to love God more. And that's what God's trying to get into our heart, that we slow down and let go of that. And then fourthly, we can practice letting go of the past. Letting go of the past. Look at Philippians 3:13-14. "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize of God's heavenly calling in Christ Jesus." If we really want to understand this thing about timing, we can let go of the past. The past is nothing but an anchor from the back, and it won't let you go forward. Now, I like this verse because it's talking about forgetting the past, but it says pressing. Pressing. You know what pressing is? Pressing is an active sense of force against another object, and it happens now. You don't press yonder, you don't press back then, you're pressing now. Press on. Put some energy into doing what you can right now. Let go of the past and put your energy into the presence. And then fifthly, we can practice by taking action now. We need to pay attention to what I call divine interruptions. God is actively seeking someone to be, not always somebody to do. In case you hadn't noticed, we're not called human doings. You ever notice how that works? We're called human what? Human beings. Look here what it says over in 2 Chronicles. "For the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro over all the earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are fully devoted to him." Take action. You know how you take action? You say, "Stop. God, what are you saying?" And God told you to do something. You say, "Sure, I'll get on that later." But God's word is always when. Yeah. And so the idea behind it, God is not asking you to do something. He's asking you to be something. God says, "I'm looking out through the whole world trying to find somebody whose heart is right." You're being in the right standing with God, and God's going to do what? He's going to show his presence through you. You see, a lot of times we're worried about doing the work. God says, "I'll do it for you." Faithful is he, the one that's called you, who will produce it or do it also. And that's what God is wanting us to do, is finally get a hold of this now so that we can take action, so that the eyes of the Lord can see that I'm God's man in God's place, in God's time. How important is now? Now is critical because it's the only time in life you have control. It's the only time. You don't have control yesterday, and you're not guaranteed anything in the future, but you know what you can control? Everybody say, right? Yeah, this is what you can control right now. It's the only time you can take action and truly experience God's presence in your life. You can do that right now. Oh, I wish for a visitation of God. Kenneth Hagin used to say, well, you might as well say, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Because if you're wishing for something that ain't there, you're just wishing. But what you can do is say, now God, show up in my life. I open myself up to you right now. This is what I want you to do in my life right now. And you know what? Now's the time you can reduce stress. You know how you reduce stress? You breathe it out. You just quit. You say, God, this is the time that I reduce stress. I'm not letting the things of the natural affect my spiritual life. Now is when you can make deeper spiritual connections. You know how you make deeper spiritual connections? Somebody asked Arnold Palmer one time. He was a golf legend back in my day. But they asked him, he said, boy, I want to play golf like you. And he says, well, sure you can. Just spend 30 years hitting golf balls. You know, somebody says, well, I want to know what the Word of God says. Well, it's easy. Read through the Bible. This is my 39th year. It's not a badge. because I still don't know what it says. It is always changing. It always says something else. Isn't that right? Because the Word of God is quick and powerful. The Bible says it's alive, it's changing, it's breathing. And so the thing, if I want to get deeper, I get closer to the one it's talking about. And so when I'm in His Word, then I start finding out that I can do this thing to help have deeper spiritual connections. Now is when you can open yourself, body, soul, and spirit, to God's best for you. Boy, God's best. Need and I were talking the other day, we were talking about Sears Roebuck. I love tools. And it's back when I was a kid, man, I'd go to Sears Roebuck and they always good, better, and best, right? I'd stock up on them good. They were cheap. Man, you get them. Matter of fact, back then they were guaranteed. But you know what? About every three or four times you use them, they break or tear up and you had to go get another one, right? But if you spend a little bit more money, you get the best or better. You know, they last a little bit better, and that's okay. But if you bought the best, you had the stuff. It's like Snap-on of the 60s, okay? But the thing about it is, that's what we do. We take, God's got some good stuff for you, yeah. God's got better stuff for you. But God desires to give you the best. And that's what sometimes we can practice presence of God and understand we can control ourselves and open ourselves for God's best. Now is when you can do at least two things. At least two things, okay? Number one, redirect your life. Redirect your life. You have the choice right now to redirect your life. A couple weeks ago, I said something about the Italian taxi cab driver, and that motto still holds. What's behind you don't concern you, right? Because it's not what behind you, don't worry, it's where you're going. And so you can redirect your life right now, today, at this moment, in a tomo, in an atom. You can change your life right now because you have the power to do that. Say, I choose, and God will meet you at that choice. Secondly, start your new now. Start your new now. And you know how that works? That's found like in the scripture. It says, behold, I make all things new. That's what God says to us in the book of Revelation. Behold, I make all things new. Now, I want you to take heart because he didn't say I make all new things. Because he makes all new things, I'm out. Right? But you know what he said? Behold, I make all things new. I get revamped. I get remodeled. I get restored. That's what God says. Behold, I make all things new. He wants to make you the best you can be. He's not wanting to remake you. He's wanting to make you how he created you, in his image and in his likeness for his purpose. We can make all things new like that. And then the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's what? A new creation. Kane diatheke. Boy, those are some great words, ain't it? But it simply means that you're something that has never been like it's supposed to be. Because what happened, we had sin inherited. But God says, now Kane diatheke, he says, I put you in a place where you're just like you're supposed to be now. That's God's plan for us. That's the action we can take.
Thanks for listening to the Church 2911 Sermons Podcast. If you have a need, we would love to pray with you. You can connect with our prayer team by emailing prayer@church2911.com or by texting 205-476-2911. You can learn more about our church by visiting us online at church2911.com and by connecting with us on Facebook and Instagram at church2911. We hope this message has encouraged you and reminded you that God loves you and has an amazing dream for your life. As always, we dare you to dream.